one big thing is it's always been walk in faith for a job, walk in faith for finances. And that's the biggest thing that I'm always like, okay, Lord, you know, there's going to be a time where, you know, we got to pay something, or, hey, you provide, we have a lot of bills. You know, it's not easy living in this society sometimes. Things are expensive. Bills are expensive. Rent is expensive. Everything's expensive. So there's times, you know, where we're like, okay, Lord, we're just going to need just a little bit, just a little bit. And sometimes we're like, okay, God, like, we're getting to the point where we're going to need it. And we're like, okay, Lord, we're working, you know, we're working hard, but bills keep coming in. Things keep coming in. Sometimes it's been with healing. I'm like, Lord, I just, you know, my body has not felt right sometimes. Or there's been times, you know, like after birth, where I had the worst headache ever. I had the worst back pain. And sometimes it just felt like it was not coming. Like the healing was not coming. Like the restoration to my body was not coming. And I kept saying, Lord, I believe. And then God kept saying, do you believe that I'm gonna do it? Or do you know that I'm gonna do it? And I'm like, okay, Lord, I know you're gonna do it. I know you're gonna heal me. I know you're gonna bring in the finances. I know you're gonna bring restoration for my family that I've prayed for to come back to Jesus. And it's, for me, God has always done it literally last, just like sometimes the day before. He brings in what I've been praying for. And I have, since being married, I have had to learn to walk in faith, to walk knowing that he will bring, he will provide what I need for myself, for my husband, for my children. And he has always came through. There's never been a time that I've never had what I prayed for. There's never been a time where healing did not come to my body. There's never been a time where he didn't bring restoration to family. And I've never had to say, Lord, you abandoned me. I've never had to say that. So in this season, and not just this season, but being saved at the age of 10, I've had to learn to walk in faith. Because a lot of time in a Hispanic community, it is very hard. It is very hard to keep your faith, because sometimes Hispanics are super religious. Religious to the point where it's like the way you dress, the way you speak, what you watch, things that you do. So I've came from that background of being so religious to the point where I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, I don't know if I can trust people around me because they're speaking what's not right. And I know it in my spirit. And I've had a walk letting the Spirit tell me, get in your word, read what your word says, learn for yourself. Let me teach you, walk in faith with me, walk with me. And I just feel like, every day of my life, it's like I'm walking with my eyes closed and I'm just letting God hold my hand and guide me. And I know that I'm gonna be like, okay, Lord, but this looks good, you know? I might want to go to this. What about this, Lord? It looks like, you know, it's for me. Or this looks like maybe this is how I can get my, you know, maybe this is how I can get my finances. Maybe this is a way I can bring my family to restoration, right? And God's like, no, I have a better path for you. I have a way for you to go, and I'm going to lead you to it. And I'm going to walk with you. Let me walk with you. And sometimes it's hard. It's not been easy to believe. But 2 Corinthians 5:7, you know, it says, walk by faith, not by sight. And that's something that I've had to learn. Losing a baby and then praying to God that I would, Lord, I want to be pregnant. I want to have a child. I want to have kids. Walking in faith for almost 2 years, not being able to get pregnant. And then God says, I have the moment and the time for you to have a child again. And it will be in the time that I know it's for you and that you need it. And glory to Jesus. She's almost a year old. And it's been amazing to know that me walking in faith and having the faith in that he brought me that restoration. And one story in the Bible that I love reading over and over again is Esther. Esther. The fact that Esther, and there's probably moments that she had doubt, like, should I go in? If I go in, I know that's not right. I might, you know, get killed for it. I might get sent to jail for it. You know, it's not right for me to walk in that court. But she did. She walked in faith inside that court, knowing that her God, which is our God, was with her. And that he was not going to leave her alone. If he told her, you walk in there because I'm going to tell you what you have to say and I'm going to lead you to what I need you to do. to save the people. And she did. She walked in faith. And you guys know what happened to her. Nothing happened to her. She was given glory for what she did. God, it was God's favor upon her, because with her eyes closed, she said, I'm walking in. I'm not supposed to be in here. I'm not supposed to walk in here, but I'm walking in faith. And that's something that God has taught me, walk in faith. And I've learned. I've learned that every time I get anxious about something or I get nervous about something, I'm like, okay, Lord, I give it to you. I'm done being anxious. I'm done being afraid. I'm done being scared. I give it to you, and I know you'll bring what is for me. So today I pray that no matter what happens, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're praying for, and if you're not seeing it, believe it. No. Not just believe, but know that your God is with you.